A quarter past the midnight hour, a burst of shots were heard in the residential area at the bottom of USU's Old Main Hill. A vehicle was then seen fleeing the area, which raised suspicion, and police were dispatched.
Okay, at about 16 minutes after midnight, our 911 communication center took a call, and the report was possibly shots fired.
When first responders arrived on the scene, that possibility was confirmed. More police arrived, including a tactical team armed with assault rifles that cleared the apartment building and discovered the bodies of young adults, 19-year-old Mackenzie Madden, who lived in the apartment, and 25-year-old Jacob Sadler, who was visiting her. About a half hour later, a number of police vehicles departed swiftly from the apartment at 636 East 500 North to another report of shots fired on the west side of Logan. When police arrived at that apartment at 1693 North 400 West, they found the body of 23-year-old Jared J. Tolman, who appeared to have taken his own life. Early this morning, police were reluctant to release any information about the shootings, including a motive. But now that information has been dispersed.
You know, there's a couple of guys, and there is a young lady, and there's only one of her and two of them, and I really don't know how else to really put it. I think Mr. Tolman just become frustrated in whatever he thought the relationship between him and Mackenzie was or was not, and he ultimately made the decision to get a gun and go to their Mackenzie's home and shoot Jonathan and Mackenzie and then went to a third home. He then just shot himself.
That is the voice of Lieutenant Jeff Simmons, who is investigating the case along with the rest of the Logan Police Department. He informed our reporters that the weapon used by Jared J. Tolman was a .223 caliber assault rifle, not believed to have been issued to him by the National Guard. While a lot of the facts of the case have been expressed to the public and the press, Lieutenant Simmons says the work is not over.
We're still waiting on results from the autopsy, but I think we've pretty much put the gist of it together, and we'll just spend the next few weeks putting it, organizing it, and we'll clear it out.
More information on this story can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Justin Prather.